It's that time again. Welcome to another midweek message. My name's Ray. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 degrees centigrade, which is 48 Fahrenheit, 82% humidity, 1007 millibars on the barometer, and the wind, well, I don't know what the wind's doing. The flag is going mental. It's not a breeze from the west. It's a not quite gale force, but it's dreadful. It really is windy out there. It's been dreadfully windy all night, actually. I have a surprise for you on next Sunday's episode. You must be there next Sunday because I have at last got my act together and I've had a chat with Diane, my sister-in-law. She is a nurse, as you know, or was a nurse. She's retired now. She was a nurse for over 40 years. I know I've been threatening to do this for over a year, haven't I? And nothing seems to happen. Well, as I said, I've got my act together and we had a good old chat. Only about 20 minutes, but very, very interesting. I've always been interested in things medical. In fact, when I was at school, I wanted to be a doctor. Trouble is, I was a bit dense. To be a doctor, you have to be academic. You had to have A levels and things. I had no levels. No, not O levels. No levels. Zero levels. So that was the doctor idea out of the window. Went into electronics instead. I hope you find my chat with Diane as interesting as I found it. So be sure to have a listen to next Sunday's episode. Did you see the eclipse, the full eclipse? I didn't see anything here. I don't think it was visible from the UK. Catherine across the pond in Pennsylvania, you were by Lake Erie, weren't you? And you saw it. You said it was fantastic. I wish I'd seen that. I am into that sort of thing. I love seeing the photos and the videos of Mars, because that rover thing landed there, didn't it? And it's sending back photos. And you can hear wind, because they've got audio as well. You can hear the wind on Mars. I didn't know it had an atmosphere. I suppose it must have. Fantastic. Looking around the rocks and the landscape of Mars, knowing that no one has been there. Totally, utterly untouched by mankind. Can I say mankind? Womankind. Peoplekind. Personkind. That's better. Let's stay politically incorrect. Or is it incorrect? Moving on. How have you been? Have you had a good week so far? Where are we? Wednesday at the moment. How's it been with you? Tricia is in London today, along with her sister, Diane, that's the nurse. They've gone to London with our twin girl grandchildren. They've all gone up to London to see the ABBA, is it Voyager? No, ABBA musical, or whatever it is, I don't know. So I'm home alone. And I'm taking advantage of a quiet house to do some recording and some audio editing. We've had floods down here on the south coast of the UK. Littlehampton, look it up on the map, Littlehampton. That's about, I don't know, how far west of that is, I don't know, 5 or 6 miles west of me, something like that. They have had floods. The River Arun comes in, or rather goes out. That's the estuary at Littlehampton. It's very fast flowing. I've looked at the estuary. You can stand there and watch the river flow in and out, and it really is fast. I wouldn't want to fall in there, particularly as I can't swim. But apparently the River Arun has burst its banks in Littlehampton. So that's pretty bad news. I haven't had any proper news reports yet, but they do say that there's flooding and there's some road or other submerged. So I must look at the local news later on and see what's going on. We've got a friend who lives on the banks. Well, not actually on the bank of the Arun. She hasn't got a house kind of on the grass bank. It is set a little bit further back. Here we go, talking rubbish again. But that's what it's all about, isn't it? Having a bit of a laugh and talking rubbish. Yes, so her house is back a little bit. But if the river has obviously burst its banks, we're just hoping that she hasn't had her house flooded. I wonder whether anyone listening to this lives in Littlehampton. Perhaps you'd contact me and let me know what's going on. raysrants@protonmail.com. Be great to hear from you. And indeed, anyone else who would like to say anything. We had a lovely day out on Sunday. All the family, well, most of the family, went to Amberley Museum. Really beautiful weather. The sun was out. Amberley Museum is down a... not down a hole exactly, it's in a dip. So it wasn't very windy down there and the sun was out and it was hot, really nice. Had a thoroughly nice day there, had a picnic at lunchtime. A lot of people there because it was a vintage car show. So there were cars there from, Well, way back when, I think even the 30s, 40s, but even the 30s, there were all sorts of cars there. Really interesting to have a look round. As you know, I like anything old. In fact, when Tricia had her gallbladder out, was that two? That must be 2 years ago now. Struth, where's the time gone? I took her up to wherever it was, somewhere in Kent, and her sister, again, Diane the nurse. We sat around in the hospital while Tricia was having the operation, and they had displays of old medical equipment. So, of course, that was right up Diane Street and mine. It was fantastic looking at the old hypodermic things, what are they called, syringes and weird tools, all sorts of tools. You think, what's that for? Is this a torture chamber? No, it was for use in the operating theatre. Really interesting to look round. It must have been awful back in the, when shall we say, 1800s. They need to remove someone's leg for whatever reason, gangrene or something. No anaesthetic. What do they do? Give them a bottle of scotch, hit them overhead with a bit of wood and saw the leg off. I don't know. And of course then, without any proper hygiene, then they got gangrene again. I don't know. It must have been awful times. And how about this? Back then, they had to pull their own teeth out. Was that 1800s, 1700s, whenever it was? Here's the thing. People now in the UK are having to pull their own teeth out because there's no NHS or very few NHS dentists around. NHS is the National Health Service. You probably know that. There are no dentists around. You have to pay privately. And of course, a lot of people can't afford to pay. So what do? Pull their own teeth out, just like they did hundreds of years ago. Where's the progress? What's happened there? Something's gone wrong. John, thank you for your email, and you sent me a link, archive film of Worthing, my hometown. Really nice. I've only looked at 2 minutes of it so far, because it's only just this minute arrived, but I will look at that later. I do like looking at old photos and, I was going to say videos, they didn't have videos back then, film of my hometown and surrounding areas and towns in Sussex, West Sussex, East Sussex. It's lovely to look back to see how things were. It's also very sad to look back and see how things were and how they are now, because they were so much better then. Homefield Park by Worthing Hospital, just to the north of Worthing Hospital, a big park, a lovely park. There used to be a lake there, not in my time, before my time, but I've seen photos of it, a beautiful lake with ducks and all the, oh, I don't know. You see people pushing prams around the lake, dressed in their sort of Victorian clothes. Lovely. They filled the lake in and got rid of it. There was another lake, well, there were several lakes and ponds in and around Worthing, and they've gone. People filled them in. What is the point in doing that? It's annoying. But thank you, John. I shall look at that later. Thank you very much. Thank you for your email, Ray. That's referring to the washing machine that we've bought recently. As Ray says, buy cheap, buy twice. That's it. False economy. No good buying something cheap. It's not going to last 5 minutes. We've done that in the past. You're better off to spend a lot of money, if you've got the money, of course. A lot of people haven't got money to buy expensive washing machines or fridges. But if you can afford to pay over the top and buy it, well, not over the top, but if you can afford to buy a decent, more expensive model of whatever it is, it's certainly worth doing. Haven't read your email yet, Ray. I've got loads to go through. Oh, that reminds me. Jack, apologies. Jack emailed me and said you haven't replied to my last email of 2 weeks ago. Sorry, Jack. My fault entirely. I do try to get through every email. I must have missed one. One slipped through the net. I have now replied to your latest one, Jack. So apologies for that. I don't seem to have any idiot behind desk tales at the moment, but I'm sure something will happen very soon. And when it does, I will let you know. I shall leave you in peace now. I was hoping to go out into the garden today to do a little bit out there. But with this wind, it's not raining, it's just this dreadful wind. I think I'll stay indoors. I think what I might do is start next Sunday's podcast episode, which, of course, don't forget, includes the chat. It's not an interview. People have been saying, oh, you've interviewed. I haven't interviewed anyone. Diane and I had a chat. That's all it was, which is nice. And if you like it, if you enjoy it, and you find it interesting, do let me know, because I will then try and find other people to chat with. Is it chat to or chat with? I leave you on that with that thought, chat to or chat with. Is it compared to or compared with? There we are. No, we're not doing English lessons now. Behave yourself, don't get caught, and don't forget Sunday. It'll be an interesting episode. Bye-bye for now.